Hi, and welcome to the latest N Cubed Group podcast. This time I'm going to be talking about some of the core social psychology motives in change management. Core social motive one is belonging. This is split into a number of parts, and this part one is around belongingness and social cohesion. So people, individuals, have a natural drive to form social bonds and expend effort to maintain them, primarily because of being social animals. Through such social connections, connectedness, people can be and are unified. And this unification is stimulated by goals and interests they have in common. A common interest or a common enemy elicits the same stimulation of the desire to be unified. In 1954, Gordon Allport, one of the pioneers of social psychology, defined social psychology as the scientific attempt to understand and explain how the thoughts, feelings, and behaviours of individuals are influenced by the actual, imagined, or implied presence of other human beings. So why am I quoting this? Well, if you consider the aforementioned desire to drive for unifying with others, and the title of this piece, Belonging, it should be clear that if this, the most fundamental of the core social motives within organisational behaviour and change, is to be achieved, it can only be aided by an understanding of the psychological, emotional and physical effects of the presence of others, actual or perceived, and conversely their absence. Whenever there is a cohesion, even if it's just perceived, it has an influence on the behaviours of the individual persons and the group persons, through the seemingly simple sense of belonging and the intrinsic boost to both individual and group morale that it brings. Within the change management theory Need to Belong, self-esteem is explained as the personally established or internal measure of our individual chance of having good relationships. This presence or lack of belonging, belongingness if you like, generally has a profound effect on our cognitive processes and emotional patterns, which is often easy to see and feel. Just think back to a time when you felt outside of the social group in any past situation, and remember how you felt and what the foundations were to any decisions or thoughts you had as a result. Establishing an environment within any change management that offers this sense of belonging will be a positive contributor to the journey, especially when we know that a shared vision, both between the group's individuals and, sometimes more importantly, as communicated by the leaders of the change, or some collective sense of mission, is a positive factor in realising the change desired. Walton, Cohen, Quirr and Spencer showed in their research that even the merest sense of a social connectedness can lead to better acceptance and even adoption of the goals and drives of others, in this case, the leadership. What's interesting is that there are a number of social psychological theories and concepts that can be seen operating within belonging, including conformity, where individuals will conform to a certain degree so as to fit within a group. Groupthink, the desire to maintain harmony and conformity within that group. Social identity, established by being part of the group. And social exchange, this primary desire to be a group member drives people to search for social contact and to maximise the value of such and minimise the risks. Now, belongingness is, as described, plays a key role in organisational change key themes such as shared vision or mission, as previously mentioned, organisational culture and change capacity, the capacity to adapt. As a consequence of change within an organisation, the sense of belonging can be tested at both individual and group levels, which can easily influence social identity, including identity within the organisation, and thus the social cohesion. If the change also leads to a reduction and subsequent scarcity of resources, this will further impact social cohesion and reduce the pro-social behaviours from the perspective of the organisational leadership. It could simultaneously increase cohesion and pro-social behaviours within the individuals and group, however, due to a collective sense of a common enemy or challenge as understood within the theory of terror management. Now, we've looked at belongingness and its application to change. Let us now consider what is meant by social cohesion. Social cohesion, a concept from the days of Emile Durkheim, around the late 19th and early 20th centuries, is often analysed within the life cycle of social integration, stability and subsequent disintegration. It is seen within social psychology as a trait that combines with others to influence the way a group operates, and has been defined by three core dimensions, these being the quality of the social relationship, that's the trust, diversity, acceptance and participation, identification with the social entity, and orientation towards the common good, around social order, responsibility and solidarity. When thinking about social cohesion, it's important to note the concept of social norms, which are the generally accepted ways of thinking and behaving, agreed upon by the group in respect of the dimensions, and it's the glue that can maintain the performance of the group overall. Within organisational change, social or group cohesion is generally found to be more positively associated with performance, due to the findings that a cohesive group will be more motivated to be successful, and thus participate more fully and enthusiastically in its activities. Which is why it is at the core of change and performance as an organisational activity. So much so that Connor, in 1992, stated, successful change is rooted in commitment. Unless key participants in a transition are committed to both attaining the goals of the change and paying the price those goals entail, the project will ultimately fail. In fact, most change failures trace back to a lack of commitment, with obvious symptoms like sponsors terminating projects and more subtle signs such as target apathy as leading indicators. He also went on to say that given that committed people will devote time, money, endurance, persistence, loyalty and ingenuity necessary, it's easy to see why commitment is crucial for successful change. It is the glue that provides the vital bond between people and change goals. It is the source of energy that propels resilient people and organisations through the process at the fastest, most effective pace possible, the optimum speed of change. So now we've seen how belongingness and social cohesion, part of the superior element of belonging, are crucial parts of change management and need to be included as foundational dimensions to any change activity. In the next article, conformity and social identity are explained and their impacts on success in a change program are further considered. Well, that's it for today. As always, leave me comments, good, bad or indifferent, and watch out for the next topic that will be coming along in a couple of weeks, and that's on conformity and social identity.